If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
The clip you're about to listen to was pulled out of our private community called Rank Makers. To learn more and get access to our community and unlock the bonuses, check out whatisrankmakers.com.
Kind of an interesting title for today's training, isn't it? Why I don't suggest flirting with a married person. And, you know, I did this. I imagine I probably would pull in some people that don't always get on the Ray Dailies with that title. But a lot of times I'm being asked, hey, Ray, how do I approach existing network marketers? How do I approach people in other network marketing companies? And I really am not a fan of that. And I'll tell you, you know, I wasn't trained that. No one trained me not to do that. And so early on in my career, I'm not saying I didn't, but what I never did is if I reach out to someone and they said, oh, I'm in a company I totally love, I never tried to poo-poo that company to get them to join mine. And so my suggestion to you is it's fine to make friends with people in other network marketing companies, but for you to target people in another network marketing company is you flirting with a married person. That's you seeing, you know, married couple at the bar and you waiting for the girl to go away and you swooping in and approaching, right? That's how shady I see that activity. I hate it. I hate the targeting of other companies. I absolutely despise it. And I would just suggest to you know that there are way more people not in network marketing than are in network marketing. Stop it. And by the way, let's say that you steal that married person. And yes, I'm saying that on purpose. I know. And I know that some are like, ooh, I don't like that feeling, right? Let's say you steal that married person. So you break up that home. I know some of y'all are guilty of sin, man. Some of y'all are guilty, right? But you steal that married person, you break up that home, they have a battle over the kids, and right, there's all kinds of woe and misery. And so you break up that home, you steal whatever, you know, the spouse, the man, the woman, whatever. And I want to just ask you this question. Do you think it's possible that someone else might steal them from you? You think karma might rear its head, and then you're like, dang it. Someone wrecked my home. Damn it. That's not cool, man. And so I just want to point that out. There are way more people not in network marketing than are in network marketing. And if they're so easily stolen from their loved one, if they're so easily stolen from their loved one, then don't you think it's possible that they may get stolen from somebody else? Someone else with a better comp plan, someone else with a better, more cutting edge product, right? Don't you think it's likely that if that's the way that they left their loved one, that it's possible at least that they may leave you too, okay? And so I'm just not a fan. Now, let me tell you the difference here, okay? I provided training and I provided value to network marketers all over the world for a long time. Sometimes that network marketer would become disenchanted with their upline, with their company, with their owners, with the comp plan, whatever, right? And sometimes because I had provided value, they would come to me and say, hey man, I'm looking for a different company. Well, that's different. And you know, people coming to you, and not that I was targeting them, hey, if you're unhappy with your company, come to me. I wasn't targeting them, but sometimes because of the value I provided, people might come to me and say, hey, I'm leaving my company, I'm out of here. What is it that you do? I've always liked your training. That's different. they're on the way out of the relationship already. I didn't lure them away. I didn't, you know, pepper them with flyers. I didn't, you know, slip them a note when their spouse was looking the other way. All I did was I provided value. They remembered it. Maybe we met at an event. They, you know, heck, whatever, right? And so I'm just a big fan against the targeting of a company. I really, really hate it. I really do. Really hate it. And so my suggestion to you is don't fall into that shady marketing. And I'll tell you another thing here is I saw a day where, and I didn't know exactly what it looked like, but I saw a day where early on in my career, where people might ask me to speak on their stages. And I can tell you right now, if I had been a targeter of married people, if I had just targeted, you know, trying to break up homes and try to be a home wrecker, right? If I had done that, my reputation would have been shot. And there's so many opportunities that I've had over the last 10 years that I wouldn't have had, because people say, yeah, you know, he's a home wrecker, you know that, right? You know, he targets other companies, right? I'm telling you, not a fan of it. I'm not a fan of it. And so I would just suggest to you, one, if you happen to talk to somebody and they're in another network marketing company and you just didn't know, and they say they're happy, tell them, way to go, that's awesome. Hey, congratulations, rock it out. Wish you the very best. Maybe tell them about Rank Makers, right? Maybe that's a good idea. But, and the same thing. So Elsa, Elisa, I love that you asked this question. I love it. Thank you for asking this question. So Elisa says, well, hey, what if the product's different? What if the product's different? So if you think network marketing is only about your product, you're missing the actual essence of network marketing. Network marketing is about community. That's what it's about. So let me ask you this question. So would you be excited to go to a church where the pastor is a Baptist preacher on Wednesday, Thursday, Pentecostal on Sunday, and Presbyterian on Tuesday? Would that be confusing to you? Would you say, well, how come one isn't good enough? How come one religion isn't good enough? How come he's got to serve all these other religions? Like, what's the deal here? Which one is actually the better deal? So it is so not about product. It's not like wearing a trench coat and saying, hey man, you want juice or you want weight loss or you want travel? Hey, how about some credit repair, man? Like imagine you wearing a trench coat and you know, just like, hey man, you want some chalk, man? You want some wine? I got some wine deep in there, right? So it's not about product. That's not, you know, and yes, your product should be important. Yes, you should love your product. Yes, but it's you building a community. If you want a large organization, it's you building a community. And so it's very hard for you to be a leader in multiple communities that compete against each other. So regardless of if your product is hair care and another product is lawn care, right? Y'all still compete because it's community. It's community. Community is how you build an organization, not because, well, this product doesn't conflict with that one. Well, if you want to just be a salesman and wear a trench coat, then go for it. Have all kinds of crap in there, right? You know, I got scissors, or oh, here you go, right? Have whatever you want in that trench coat if you just want to be a salesman. If you want to be a leader, if you want to build a community, you want to build a thriving organization that just dominates, then you need to understand and think about that pastor example, because although y'all ain't pastors, y'all ain't preachers, I get that, but is pretty damn close. What community is the best community to be a part of? Now, does that mean you better not take other products? Take whatever products you want. I take all kinds of products. I take all kinds of products from different network marketing companies. I just don't build communities with all of them or any of them, you know, nowadays, right? And so you gotta think a little differently here. And this whole cannibalism, you know, let me jump to this company, then bash my old company, and then, blah, 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 right? That whole cannibalistic approach to network marketing is hurting us. It doesn't look good. It looks gross. You know, it's like, you know, my wife, she used to watch, what's it called? Wives of Orange County or Housewives of Orange County or something like that. And like, I could stand approximately 37 seconds of that show because they're just like, rah, 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 rah. It looks like just fighting, right? That show. But also, when a network marketer is bashing other network marketing companies, trying to lure them over, right? Trying to get the married people, right? Hey, leave your ring at the door, right? You know, trying to lure married people over from other companies, then it just looks gross. It just looks disgusting. And so don't be that person. If you're a rank maker, we are here to represent the profession a little differently. We're not telling people that they're an idiot because they have a job. We're not bashing other network marketing companies because we're all on the same mission, and the mission is to uplift the everyday ordinary person, help them with fulfillment, with joy, with freedom, with time freedom, money freedom, whatever, right? We're here to help people. So let's not have this infighting. Let's not have this shady luring of the married people over to your neck of the woods. It just doesn't look good. It's just kind of gross. There's way more people not in network marketing than in, so let's start acting like it, all right? So that's just my take, that's my opinion, and I'm sure that some people don't agree. They're like, well, that's how I've built my team. Well, probably how you'll lose your team too. Just saying.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.